KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 45 degrees in Atlantic, looking for to be sunny to partly sunny today with a high near 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Two Cass County men have pleaded guilty to illegally harvesting deer. The Daily Nonpareil reports 47-year-old John Chamberlain Jr. of Atlantic and his son, 23-year-old Sean Chamberlain, pled guilty to one count each of restriction of taking game. Both men originally faced 111 charges of illegal possession of deer remains, with the son facing additional charges, though the rest were dropped in exchange for the guilty plea. The Cass County Attorney's Office said both men filed guilty pleas Wednesday and are scheduled for sentencing June 25th. According to Iowa State Code, a person convicted of unlawfully harvesting antlered deer, which is a simple misdemeanor, must pay a fine of between $2,000 and $20,000 and or serve a maximum of 80 hours of community service. On December 29th of last year, the Cass County Sheriff's Office received a phone call about animal hides that had been dumped along the side of a road outside of Atlantic. After investigating the trash, which was identified as four deer hides, a raccoon, and a badger carcass, authorities traced the remains to a house in rural Atlantic. Law enforcement officers executed a search warrant of the property on December 30th and said they found piles upon piles of deer antlers. In and around a home, authorities seized parts for more than 111 deer, including untagged deer. A raccoon and badger carcass were also found at the property. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says an investigation into tires slashed Wednesday afternoon on a vehicle at the Southwest Valley High School in Corning has resulted in an arrest. 18-year-old Jayton Deanna Lynn Baker of Villisca was taken into custody at around 8:20 p.m. Thursday and charged with criminal mischief in the third degree. Baker was arrested after security camera video showed her allegedly punching holes in all four tires of a vehicle. Her bond was set at $1,000. Officials of the Green Hills Area Education Agency have approved a vote on consolidating the AHST and Walnut Community School Districts during the September school board elections. Residents of Avoca, Hancock, Shelby, and Tennant and Walnut will be able to vote September 8th on merging into one school district, potentially finishing a process of coming together that began in 2012 with partial day sharing and combined athletics. Two objections were filed with the AEA, both by Ardeth and Neil Smith of Walnut, who own two properties within the Walnut School District. One of the properties is split with 160 acres in the Harlan School District and 80 acres in Walnut, and the Smiths ask for the entire property to be made part of Harlan, which is where they said they do their shopping and receive professional services. The board voted 7-0 to approve the petition without any additional discussion. Walnut, which has been an independent school district for 143 years, was last reorganized back in the 1950s. AHST was created in 1995 during a reorganization. Walnut has been whole grade sharing its secondary students since 2014 with AHST while maintaining its Walnut Community School for elementary students. The Green Hills AEA board received petitions with 222 signatures from Walnut and 501 from AHST, which exceeded the requirements to move forward with the proposal. The Walnut District is roughly a third the size of the AHST district, with a combined enrollment of 770 students. Under the proposal, the reorganized AHSTW school board will be made up of two members of the Walnut board and five of the AHST board. The board will then create five districts and have two members elected at large, which would allow for a balanced representation of AHSTW's territory. Voters will also be asked to approve a revenue purpose statement aligning funding for the new district to avoid another special election if the reorganization is approved in September. The district's shared superintendent, Jesse Ulrich, said the reorganization, if it's approved, will mean lower taxes for AHSTW Walnut, our residents, that is, with the incentives provided by the state, he said. A $2 per $1,000 taxable valuation reduction in taxes in the near term would be possible. Officials of the Atlantic Rotary Club and employees of the Atlantic Community School District gathered Thursday afternoon at the high school to learn who the Rotary had selected to receive the Outstanding Teacher of the Year Award. Ted Robinson, Rotary Club President-elect and Chairman of the Outstanding Teacher Award Committee, so the person selected demonstrates the Rotary's motto of service above self, and through their continuous dedication to students, parents, and the larger community, as well as the art and practice of education. The person nominated for the award was Schuler fifth grade teacher Delana Harris. She was described as the leader to her peers and a role model to her students. Harris has been with the district for a little more than 10 years. She taught preschool in Atlantic for 2 years and worked under the Universal Preschool Grant as a four-year-old preschool teacher at Little Lambs. She later transferred to the fifth grade classroom and says she has enjoyed every moment of her experiences. And Harris was humble in accepting the award.
I just do what I love to do every single day. And what I say to my kids is, and I call them my kids, it's weird, but I call them my kids, which I'm sure a lot of you out there know exactly what I'm saying when they become a part of your family. But my biggest thing is as long as they're excited to come in my room every single day and are excited to learn, then I feel like I've done my job. So thank you very much for coming today and being a part of this too. I really appreciate all of you, and great teachers are made because of everybody out there. It's not just one person. It takes a community. It takes all of us. So thank you for all that you guys do too.
Harris graduated from Central College in Pella and received her Master's of Education from Viterbo University in La Crosse, Wisconsin. In the funeral announcements, John Greenlee, age 87, of Guthrie Center, died Monday. Funeral services for John Greenlee will be today at 10 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Sylvia Margaret Murphy, age 98, of Coon Rapids, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Margaret Murphy will be today at 2 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Lloyd Lilly, age 74, who's formerly of Orient, died March 31st in Texas. Celebration of Life services for Lloyd Lilly will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. John Thielen, age 83, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. A massive Christian burial service for John Thielen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Laverne Wolfe, age 78, of Hancock, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Laverne Wolfe will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. John Camizzi, age 58, of Oakland, died May the 12th. Family and friends will gather for remembrances of John Camizzi tomorrow at the Vernon Bar and Grill in Cedar Rapids from 2 until 5 p.m. Reagan V. Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. Charles Hicks, age 58, of Glenwood and formerly of the Oakland and Council Bluffs areas, died May the 20th. Funeral services for Charles Hicks will be next Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church in Oakland. Reagan V. Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Don Lauritsen, age 80, of Hanlon, died Wednesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Don Lauritsen will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Kenneth Kramer, age 97, of Atlantic and formerly of Rural Lewis, died December 15th. Memorial services for Kenneth Kramer will be on June the 4th at 3 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service has the arrangements. Quanah Warner, age 63, who's formerly of Adair, died Wednesday in Colorado. Services for Quanah Warner are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Winifred Mueller, age 100, of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Urbandale. Services for Winifred Mueller are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.